mad about that pop shit. I don't give a fuck who getting mad about that ball shit. All I know is I'm out the bricks, I want a ball, bitch. Ayy, ayy, fuck a ball, bitch. Just last week, I was mentioning the Forbes, bitch. Young street nigga trying to make another fortune. With my daughter playing Fortnite, PS4, bitch. Treat the projects like a motherfucking fortress. Ayy, we was trying to pull up in the Porsches. Ooh, we be trying to pull up in the Porsches. Ayy, only like the cars with the horses. Ferraris and Lambos, you know we hearing voices. Just last week, I was mentioning the Forbes, bitch. Young street nigga trying to make another fortune. With my daughter playing Fortnite, PS4, bitch. Treat the projects like a motherfucking fortress. Ayy, we was trying to pull up in the Porsches. Ayy, we be trying to pull up in the Porsches. Ooh, only like the cars with the horses. Ferraris and Lambos, you know we hearing voices. Ooh. E-Rock GX, double XL fader. Real street nigga, I ain't never been a hater. I was always taught I gotta keep that shit player. Real street nigga running for the mayor. Watch it, what's up? We are taught to survive under pressure, and you know we got our Glocks up. Ooh, hey, yeah, we don't knuckle up. Got that chopper, and you know a nigga finna dump. I'm the only street nigga in the LA Times. LA Weekly, they was talking about me doing crimes. I don't give a fuck, I ain't even had to rhyme. On genius, these hoes on my penis. White sheets, yeah, nigga is a hype beast. White man, everybody don't like me. Pitchfork, yeah, nigga with the pitchfork. Poker and a chopper, what the fuck you talking shit for? I'm the one on V-File. Ooh, black and white, check these files. I ain't never been a snitch, I ain't never been a bitch. I'm a project nigga, I'm just tryna get rich. Whole thing, he's so strategic, he's so conceited. Just last week I was mentioning the Forbes, bitch. Young street nigga tryna make another fortune. With my daughter playing Fortnite, PS4, bitch. Treat the projects like a motherfucking fortress. Ayy, we was tryna pull up in a Porsche. Ooh, we be tryna pull up in a Porsche. Ayy, only like the cars with the horses. Ferraris and Lambos, you know we hearing voices. Just last week I was mentioning the Forbes, bitch. Young street nigga tryna make another fortune. With my daughter playing Fortnite, PS4, bitch. Treat the projects like a motherfucking fortress. Ayy, we was tryna pull up in a Porsche. Ayy, we be tryna pull up in a Porsche. Ooh, only like the cars with the horses. Ferraris and Lambos, you know we hearing voices.
Hi, my name is Carla Shaw. You can stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one. I don't need friends. They disappoint me.
About where I revolution. Found a way to be a better person. If we come together like we should, we could all be good.
Hello.
And welcome back
to
the creams
of
the weeds.
No!
Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's so exciting. Everyone's back, including Ben.
I am back. I am alive. It was a scary week we had.
Was it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Speak to me about the spooky, Ben.
Yeah, here's some spook that happened to me earlier.
Spook me up.
It's a Halloween horror.
Ooh.
Where's our sound effect guy on that?
Oh. Intern.
Where's our intern? What, his what was his name?
I don't know. Maybe he'll come back later.
We fired that guy. That guy's gone. So yeah, actually, for those of you who don't know, I withdrew from living to experience tonsillitis.
I took a brief hiatus.
Yeah, I was almost dead. Actually, I really brushed up against what death is. And what I mean by that is, so I went to health services, I think, 3 times. I was supposed to go 4 times, but I missed my appointment this morning. Oops. Anyway, I was at health services for either the 2nd or 3rd time, and it was a walk-in appointment, and they forgot about me, and I was in an examination room for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At approximately minute 25, of an acute pain, one of the worst pains I've ever felt.
Yes.
It's like I was just wailing and suffering and weeping.
Marinating in sorrow.
Oh, it was brutal. Some like very deep down feeling within me, like something was telling me. It was like, Ben, I said yes, because that's how a conversation works.
Uh-huh.
And it said to me, if you just lean back, relax, close your eyes and take a deep breath, everything will be okay. So I do this. I am like, and a numbness washes over me. Like, I am going into the white light beyond. And all of a sudden I'm like, no, wake up, Ben. No, do not mess around with dying. If I had let go, that would have been it. And how ironic it would have been to die in health services.
What? How would Tufts respond to that?
I don't know.
They could be okay with it, though.
They probably would be like, awesome. Now we don't have to feed him. Like, they would have been optimistic. They're glass half full kind of administration.
Wow.
About student death. Anyway, this is Cream of Wheat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, it's a great time. The penultimate show. The penultimate installment, probably.
As long as they will let me back in, if I break
Ben,
in.
Ben will be here for a long time.
We will be having shows until the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Same time.
Same place.
Same delirium.
Same delirium. I'm particularly delirious today. Ben has told me several times, he's been like, Aiden, it's time to wake up now.
I've been gaslighting Aiden for weeks, and it's finally just paying off. Aiden isn't sure what's real or what's not.
Right now, I want you all to understand that I'm so tired. I think I'm okay right now. I think I'm back. But like, there's been several periods within the last like hour where I've turned to bed and been like, oh, I'll only be a few minutes.
There's just been unknowable noises coming out of Aiden's mouth. He's just like, I don't know what wind we're on, but it's at least the 4th.
These past, like, hour, I've slept on so many surfaces.
None of them beds.
No, none of them beds. I'm just, in height of final season. Well, not quite.
Not even there. We're not even in that yet.
We're winding up.
We're on the edge of the storm. And then the eye of the storm will be next week when you join us at 2 to 3 a.m. for Cream of Wheat.
We'll be like,
oh. We will just be shooken. Like, we will not be okay, but it's good that we're vocally cataloging the suffering we're going through.
Yeah, I feel like vocal cataloging of suffering is like a really invaluable tool.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good to reflect on that.
It's going to be so good. All right.
Shall we?
I think it's time for the thing that we call Muzak.
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 Good Muzak.
Okay, here we go with some Muzak. Again, oh, you're clapping. I feel like I should. Because ever since we became friends, we have groupthink. I'm just following your pheromone trails.
Like a lonely ant.
Yeah, or a termite.
Do they do that too?
Yeah.
I saw A Bug's Life, and I think that was in there.
They talk about pheromone trails in Pixar's A Bug's Life?
I'm like pretty sure. No, maybe
that
not
feels
A Bug's
like
Life.
Very sophisticated.
What's
science.
The discount ants? Do you remember how scary ants was?
Wait, like ant bully?
No, different. No. This was literally different. Just ant, I think Z. Ooh. I think they spelled at one Sounds point. Awful. Here's what I remember: a termite opened up their skull. This is a cartoon. This is an animated cartoon. Opens up their skull.
Yes.
And projectile vomits acid onto ants in a war. This is a kid's film.
This is what we call child media.
It was horrible.
Wow. Well,
some music.
Muzak.
Muzak for
all
the
right.
people.
Enjoy. Saturday night. I was seeing how long we could do that.
It was good.
It like got there.
I didn't have the lung capacity, but we really tried.
It's Saturday night.
The whole thing will be done.
Musical guest.
Us. The musical stylings of Ben and Aiden.
The sweet musings.
The sweet Muzak.
The sweet Muzak.
So something I feel like we haven't talked enough about
is
the Ants movie. So we're actually going to play for you the secret undiscovered trailer for the Ants
movie.
That you
can look up with a Google search.
We looked it up. It is the first thing that comes up.
Ants with a Z, you're
this,
correct.
This is unpreviewed. We have no idea. And I think
anything could happen.
Anything will happen, and who it's going to be weird.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll kind of play it over.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll kind of do a little, maybe we'll do a little stop, start, do a little audio commentary.
Yeah, we'll probably just let it go. Here
I
we
think
are.
This is really important.
It's should we read some Wikipedia on it real quick?
Yeah.
All right, ANTZ, because that's how you spell ants, if you are. What company made this? Certainly not Pixar.
Is it DreamWorks? It sounds DreamWorks
stuff. It has to be because it's ridiculous. Oh, okay. It's directed by people we've never heard of.
I love that.
Woody Allen is in it.
That's good.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Sylvester Stallone.
Okay, interesting.
These are real names. These are real people. Oh, no. Oh, it's DreamWorks. Okay, So it is a DreamWorks. It is not a Disney Pixar.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But it was made, I think,
I could have told you that.
Plot? None. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it is just, there's a lot. There's a feud between DreamWorks and Pixar. Wait, this is complex.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to read any of this, but you should look it up. Critical response, 96% approval rating.
Whoa.
That's not bad. That's higher than mine.
Can you look up a Rotten Tomatoes score?
I feel here it is.
Is it certified fresh?
Here we're finding it.
Mm, yes.
I think it is certified fresh.
Whoa. Dude, it's fresh.
All right, so now that we've prepared you adequately for the cinematic experience, here's the trailer.
Yeah, and we're just going to kind of play it while we're our mics are still on. We'll just kind
of
like
stop, one of us start. Might describe it. We'll see how this goes. I don't know. Aiden can't see it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to play
it'll be kind of fun, though.
Here we are.
Here we are. I'm so excited. Oh.
So there's grass. Oh, we're going down in the grass. Spelunking.
Oh. Another world. That's another world.
In case you haven't noticed, we aren't running the show. We're the lords of the earth.
Okay, that's... that's generous.
We ants are running the show. We're the lords of the earth.
That is a cocky thing to say, my friend.
Please, ants.
My six-legged compadre.
Continue.
All right, continue. Just there's like an army. Own.
Okay, everybody, 6:15, time to dance.
Oh.
Don't you want your 8-bit beer?
Call me crazy, but I have a thing about drinking from the caboose of another creature.
Suit yourself.
That is not a thing that I have.
Is this? I have no qualms with this. call me weird. But I have a thing about drinking from the caboose of another creature.
Another creature.
In which way does this? I mean, maybe it's...
We drink other animals' milk.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss.
But is it... If it's from...
It's like, from the mid-caboose. I'm going to keep playing the trailer because I said something uncomfortable.
Z was just another face in the crowd.
Oh,
until the day
Z. Oh,
Z. He came into his life.
He puts the Z in ants.
Absolutely.
What on earth are you doing?
You know, why does everybody have to dance the same way? You know, that's completely boring.
Oh, me, stop, DTD. Stop, that's me, DTD.
Why does everybody have to dance the same way?
What is rhythm? What are beats?
So this is like, of course, it's like, hive mind animals, and then one of them like thinks self-expression is cool, and it starts off a whole journey.
Was this made before or after A Bug's Life?
Was this made before or after Happy Feet?
That's Happy Feet was so bad. Can we talk about that for a second? Tangent.
To be honest, I never saw Happy Feet.
Consider yourself blessed.
I've been told
that movie's
I've been
horrible.
Is it really? Everyone was so into Happy Feet. For
like
time.
Yes, but what is it? Is it an environment? Mental film?
I don't know.
Is it a dance film?
Yeah.
Why is that penguin dancing? Penguins have enough trouble. Like, people aren't nice to penguins.
That's true.
And then
Ben. Everyone loves penguins.
People love them, but when's the last time you helped one cross the street?
Ben, they're just not around. Ben, please.
Should we get back to ants?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. I missed this. Oh, man.
You're a princess. When can I see you again?
All right, he's
never.
Clingy.
I... No, wait.
Do ants kiss? That? Time out. Do ants kiss? this is a huge...
All right, we're going to take... We're going to take... Yes, please call in. We're going to take a vote. We'll be taking a poll from now until the end of the show. The question of the day is, do ants kiss?
And don't forget to like and subscribe.
Don't, yeah, thank you. Vsauce here.
Michael here.
Yeah, Vsauce Michael here.
Do ants kiss?
Do ants kiss? Let's take a vote right now. Me and Ben in the studio. One, two, three. Yes.
No, they don't. They totally don't.
All right, let's try this again.
Right, three,
one,
two, three.
No. Oh, yeah. Ben and I definitely agree.
They probably don't. If they did, one of us would know about it. Because
mm-hmm.
we feel know like which animals do and do not kiss.
Ben and I keep a comprehensive record. It's on dotheanimalskiss.com.
Look it up. See what happens. Call it.
Actually, maybe don't. Looking up the URL of dotheanimalskiss.com is something I cannot guarantee will be fine. I cannot tell you with certainty that you will make it out unscathed.
I might try.
No, not now. Ben, please don't.
I'm doing it with spaces. Do the animals, here are the suggested searches when I search that. Do the animals die in rampage? Work as effectively as Jones.
Oh,
and
Jones?
go to heaven.
Jones?
Who is Jones?
Jones.
Do the animals kiss duck? Oh, you can totally. Maybe don't, actually. Pucker up, furry lips. 10 animals that love to kiss on kissingmatters.com.
No, this is awful. What have we done?
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Please don't.
This one's by Pink Jews. What? Spelled J-O-O-Z.
Uh-huh.
We hug and kiss, comma, what do animals do, question mark. What? Don't. I wouldn't.
Wait, this is like a blog.
Yeah, I wouldn't. This was a mistake.
This is definitely a dark path.
Yeah, we're going to exit. Should we do more ants or should we play some music?
I feel like I need a break. I like can't take ants right now.
No, ants is a lot to deal with.
Ants is like a lot.
Ants kind of remind me of a bull ride. Speaking of, the next song is Bull Ride.
All right. We love our good segue. We're back with the segues.
The only thing that I'm good at on the show.
All right.
Here we are.
Begin.
All night we ride up and down A1A. All the boys in the back, man, they got the tangerine. Sunlight, beach life, she got the slots of money.
And welcome
back
to our show.
Yes.
Indubitably.
What you just heard was I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus.
A song not about us.
But about Lucy Dacus.
It is by her.
We shall continue to be funny and we will want to be it.
It is both our desire and our intention.
And it will be our reality.
So yeah. Something that I feel like people really aren't talking enough about, mm-hmm. and it's not ants this time. I will not trick you, good fellow listeners. What I think people are not talking enough about is the PSA. Something vital.
Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This has been a public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
So, Aiden.
Yeah.
I lied. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to talk a little bit more about ants.
No, but why?
Because my friend just texted me. No. She didn't call in, so I don't really know. No. She said... No. Also, to answer the poll, I think that ants don't kiss.
Ants don't kiss?
But she says, wow. Do they have tongues? Can they even French kiss?
I don't think tongues are a major factor in kissing.
But in French kissing?
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
You heard that, ladies and gentlemen. Aiden uses no tongue.
Okay.
Not even maybe the appropriate amount.
Thanks, Ben. All right.
So, moving on. So, what do we think about lima beans? Are they just edamame?
Okay, so general thoughts when I think of lima beans, the first thing I think of is Lima, Peru. And then because I'm thinking of Peru, I'm thinking of llamas. And then it's like llama beans. And then I return to lima beans. And I think, okay, if I had to tell you what a lima bean looks like right now.
Try. Literally try. You can't. No one can.
I feel like I can. I'm about to name more than 50% of the characteristics of lima beans.
If you say they're bean-shaped, you'd be right. But that's the one thing they have.
They only have... a single characteristic. is their bean-like their bean-like shape. Okay, so I'm going to say that they are a light chartreuse in color.
Is that what green is?
Yes.
Okay. We're not pretentious here, Aiden.
Oh, please.
We use the word the green. They're actually a periwinkle. Like you can't. You can't make up colors.
They're a seafoam periwinkle.
So we're calling them like a limish chartreuse green.
Okay, you can't just... Yes, they're lima, but they're not lime.
Lime. Okay, well...
You'd be right about the color. Mm-hmm. Name some more
I'm
things.
I'm going to say that they have a slight... Okay, so they have a slight bend to them.
It appears so.
It has a slight arc.
Yeah, it appears so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that they have a crease down the middle of the bean so that they're split laterally. So it's like
it
opens
hamburger
up
or hot dog style. I don't actually know the difference.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, when I'm thinking about the shape of beans, there's no clear. It's like opens up into almost a hot dog bun. Like it's like.
Yeah. That's where the crease. You're right.
Yeah. And I'm going to say it's about like probably a half an inch long. And probably like an eighth of an inch wide.
I think you're very accurate.
Uh huh.
I'm looking at a photo right now. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like a bowl of bad green grapes. Like, you shouldn't eat those the way you'd eat grapes.
Have you ever had a good bowl of green grapes?
Yeah, I think... No, actually, grapes are kind of dodgy. They're a dodgy fruit. Like what I mean by that is, you know when you're eating grapes and then you really get to a chewy one?
Mm. Oh.
Or like one that just...
No.
One that just hit the ground already.
Or one that had just been a little exposed in the fridge for a bit too long.
It just like really, really is past its prime, but you're gonna not notice
because
that
it was
and
in
it's
the bowl.
Going in your mouth and you're gonna be upset. It hid in the bushes with its friends.
Frankly awful.
Truly a deceitful animal. So we have lima beans and I guess grapes apparently. The only difference between the lima bean photos and the edamame photos is nothing. There's none.
Interesting.
Take a look. Here, I want a second.
Side by side.
So here is an edamame.
Uh-huh.
And here is a lima bean.
there's frankly no difference.
Starkly the same exact thing.
But edamame are soybeans. We would know because we come from the state that exports almost the most soybeans in the United States.
We are, I guess.
Yeah, except like Chicago is like very, very different.
I just feel like Chicago doesn't have a lot of soybean farms.
No, probably not.
Almost none.
Actually, my home is a soybean farm.
Is it? You live... Are you a soybean?
No, Ben. That was really insensitive.
Oh.
I just go around telling you... I open up to you and you just call me something I'm not.
It was more of an inquisitive question.
You just assumed that I was a soybean just because I live in soybean stalks.
You're right. Are you an edamame?
Ben, come on.
Is this getting worse?
Ben, seriously, like, just...
Okay, we're gonna... So, you just live on the farm?
No.
No.
It's more than that.
It's much more than that.
Yes.
How much more than that is it?
I was a child of the soil, Ben. I emerged. I don't know where this is going. Like, literally, I could tell you, like, five
of you. You woke up every day to a sun salutation, basking in its glory.
Yes.
And then you came here.
And I came to Tufts.
That is how you got in. Your essay was about that.
How I was an actual plant human.
There's a new movie actually coming out
called Plants. With a C. Starring me.
Oh my god, I would see it. I can just imagine, like it's just some low-budget, like, piece of crap where they just paint you green, like how they painted the Tin Man silver, and then you just go out and act in this weird musical that somehow turns into, like, colored film halfway through.
I don't like this.
And it's, like, I think based on a book. I don't really know a lot about...
Yeah, like, if it were to be nominated for an Oscar, it would definitely be not Best Original Screenplay nomination, but it would be Best Adapted Screenplay, but the book wouldn't be that well known.
The book didn't come out yet. Like, it just is a manuscript on some guy's computer.
Yes.
That he made at Starbucks. So, and I was thinking we play another song.
I do like that.
This song is actually by you and me.
Oh?
Do you want to know why?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been working on this joke for a while, so we're going to drag it out.
Okay.
It is by us because the band is called Relevant Elephants. And we go to Dove.
That's our thing.
And we're Jumbos.
Jumbos. Oh, wow.
And here's the song.
Let's begin.
To her.
we're back on Cream of Wheat. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you once again for tuning in. We have a lot to cover tonight.
So much ground.
So much ground is being covered.
So much ground.
It is like a dirt fest in here.
The ceiling is full of dirt. I can't even
everywhere.
Breathe.
Oh my God, there's mounds of dirt.
So
clean
many
that
mounds.
Up. Clean that up, intern. Yeah.
All right, guys, okay.
The guy's such a nerd.
Nerd.
Nerd alert.
Wow, so much dirt. I gotta put on my sterile gloves, guys.
All right, come on.
That's why you have allergies.
You're already impure. You don't need sterile gloves.
Guys, it's just so much dirt. Wow. Whoa.
That's because we're covering a lot of ground. Were you listening? He never listens.
I took extensive notes.
Oh, nerd.
Yep. Oh, now we're back to him being a big
we're
old nerd.
Back, Cream of Wheat, big old nerd.
Oh, okay, bye.
he means well.
I think so.
I like him. Let's keep him around.
Yeah.
For at least another episode. Perhaps. I remember when they invented episodes. You thought we forgot about that voice, didn't you?
You thought we forgot about that trope? That's never going
away. That's never going away. It's going to be around forever. As long as history.
Ha, da, da, da.
I remember when they invented history.
I always hated it.
Always hated it. I knew the Dead Sea when it was only sick.
Was well done.
I didn't make it up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Loyal listeners, how many of you we have not asked yet?
Dun 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 dun. We have 9 loyal listeners.
That's just a large number
for this hour.
For no one calling in.
I still don't believe that some of them exist.
No, that number is entirely fake for our self-esteem exclusively.
Yes. Actually, every time we say that, we just make up a number in our head. Just kidding. No, that's a site. I promise. I promise. I promise.
Hey, call in. Tell us. Do ants kiss? Yeah, this theme, tonight's episode's theme...
Do ants kiss?
...is ants and their love habits. Tell us about your love habits. Call in. Let us know. We're curious.
Covering so much ground. It's a dirt fest.
It's a dirt fest, which clearly exists. Have you done a mud run, speaking of dirt fests?
I've never done it. All right, you're talking to someone that doesn't run that much, so I wouldn't really do a mud run.
When's the last time you ran above a trot?
The last time I ran above a trot.
Perhaps maybe a gallop.
I feel like I gallop fairly frequently.
Yeah, no, galloping's a fast way.
I definitely have a sense of urgency.
I do whatever's below a trot uphill. Like, that is how I move.
A canter, perhaps.
I canter uphill because it is just too difficult and slow not.
I'm a big fan of, like, the two-stair double step.
Do you? I literally would trip every time.
Really?
Here's this thing that has happened to me at least 4 times this year. I'm waiting on a package. Eventually, I get the sacred email from mail services that is hard to read. And I go...
It's like, weird, like, dash, 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 like, package delivered, security notice, dash, 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 in the subject line. Then you read it, and then it's like, here are the mail send service hours. And you're like, what?
Yeah, it's just hieroglyphics in
just
there.
Just when you know, you know.
You know, you know. And if you don't know, you'd never get any mail. You'll never know. So I go in there, I open my package, my beloved package, and...
My sweet, sweet package. Oh, that sounds weird.
Yeah, I, like, noticed after I said it.
No.
I was like, no, stop talking.
Ben, Aiden.
I should have cut your mic, and...
You can't.
I can reach.
Too far.
I have the wingspan. And...
Caw.
Caw.
I have the wingspan. All right, sorry.
And I like, I'm so excited about the package. I like run up these stairs into my room, and over 3 times I have almost bashed my teeth in on the cement steps.
That's
because,
violence.
Yeah, no, it is not rated for children, that fall. That has happened 4 times. It is just bad. Consistently bad. But alas, I have not learned my lesson.
Wait, really, really quick. Do you hear birds chirping right now?
Where are we? No, I do.
Yeah, I think you can hear them on the radio. Just if we are quiet for 2 seconds.
Could you hear him? Did you guys hear him? Call in. Let us know. Those birds...
I don't like the fact that they're up.
They don't know what time it is. They don't have watches.
But I feel like they kind of... It's not like...
They feel magnets in their head. Maybe they know something we don't.
Magnet time.
No, they... Birds have magnetics.
I've had this conversation with my very good friends many, many different times. I think it's due to the hollow skeletons, the talons.
The talons.
Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, and whatever's going on with electromagnetism in their little heads that makes birds some of the creepiest things on Earth.
Okay,
birds. Just the fact that they, like, always find home, and that they're, like, small creatures with sharp objects on their feet, and they can, like, move very quickly and, like, reach difficult-to-reach places.
I'm with you. Birds are scary, but I think, like, particularly geese.
Oh, that's without a question. I've had so many bad experiences of just, like, walking in a park and then hearing, like, and you're just like, what's going on?
You're like, is that a rabid child? Because that would be better. I would, listen. I would 100% of the time prefer a child with rabies to a normal goose.
That is awful. You're not even... Wow.
I'm not even
this
kidding.
Just in, Ben Michel has no regard for human life.
Okay, geese are horrible.
Yeah,
Them into jackets.
That's why we convert them into coats.
To send a message.
That is true. All right, I think we owe the people some more moosack.
Okay, is it me?
I think it's you.
So this song, I'm taking directly from the movie Easy A, which is actually a really good film.
Haven't seen it.
Emma Stone does an excellent job. She's a beautiful actress.
Yes.
Fulfilling excellent roles, and the song is recognizable.
Delightful.
Enjoy.